Hey there, welcome to the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast. Do you wish you could find a sustainable way to get healthy and not feel overwhelmed in the process? Do you find yourself up late at night scouring Pinterest for meal prep ideas and quick workouts? Do you wake up with big ambitious goals only to feel stressed out and disappointed when you fall back in your old habits, drive through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru for the second time this week, all while the fresh produce you just bought goes bad? Hey, I'm Rebecca. I too am a working mom of two littles and self-proclaimed hot mess mom. All my life, I've struggled with trying to maintain a healthy weight and feel good in my skin. I could add yo-yo dieter to my resume. After I packed on 50 plus pounds with two pregnancies, I decided to change for good. I wanted to stop obsessing about food, stay consistent, and set a good, healthy example for my kids. But I kept telling myself that I didn't have the time, the energy, or accountability to stay on track. Until I changed my mindset and created one healthy habit at a time. In this podcast, you will find simple, actionable steps so you can create a healthy lifestyle and get relief from the overwhelm. Spray that dry shampoo, grab your iced coffee, turn up the volume, and let's get healthy. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. Thank you so much for tuning in with me another week. I am so grateful. And this week, I wanted to bring to you a little bit of motivation and a little bit of a mind shift conversation, because I think when a lot of people are starting on a health journey, a weight loss journey, we become fixated on the things that we have to give up, right? The things that we can't have anymore, or it feels like we're restricted from. For instance, you know, things that we all say, I can't have ice cream anymore. I can't go out with my girlfriends because I can't drink, or I can't enjoy things the way I used to, or I can't have dinner with my family because I'm eating different things. And it just feels like maybe you're isolating yourself, or, you know, you can't experience the same things with others. And there's a lot of guilt associated with this. There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of negative self-talk that happens. And I think the biggest thing that we all can do is completely take a mindset shift. And instead of thinking all the things that you have to give up, because I think that when you're starting a health journey, there's way more to gain than you are giving up. Yes, you might not be able to have Ben and Jerry's on the weekly, but there's so many more things that you're gaining that are going to be so much more beneficial to your life than you ever could have imagined once you start that journey. So I think taking a second to look at the things that you're losing, yes, but look at the laundry list of things that you're gaining. So for instance, on a health journey, the things that you're gaining, potentially more energy, right? More energy to play with your kids, more energy to do things with your spouse, more energy to be a better wife, to be a better parent, to be a better worker at work, whatever it is, right? Just energy. You're gaining energy. Other things, you are gaining a knowledge of how to fuel yourself and to feel good, right? That is something that so many people desire, and to not be led by food cravings, to actually know how to fuel yourself, you could potentially be gaining food freedom, which everybody wants, right? That is the biggest thing that we are all searching for. And sometimes it's hard to put words to it, but honestly, we're searching for food freedom, to not be consumed about food, to not have to worry about what we're eating, to just feel at peace with what we are eating, how we're fueling our bodies, knowing that we're, you know, being healthy, we are being nutritious, knowing that we're setting good examples for our kids. Food freedom is what we're all after. And that is something huge you can gain by going on a health journey. Another thing that you can gain is confidence, right? A lot of us struggle with body confidence, self-confidence. I know I do. I still do at times. It's a struggle. I also suffer from acne, which I'm battling with again, which is something I'll get into in another episode, but something that affects my confidence. But something that I can do by continuing this health journey is build confidence, to gain confidence, to know that things that I'm fueling my body with, supplements that I'm taking, are building that confidence, that I can feel strong. I know that I'm fueling my body. I know that I'm doing good for my brain and my eyes and my muscles and all of these things, that confidence that comes from within, knowing that you're taking control of your health. So again, a lot of us get onto this negative self-talk that we can now say we are getting away from. So a positive thing is that I'm becoming a more positive person. That's something, if you've listened to some of my episodes, that I struggle with probably more than anything is the negativity, the negative self-talk. I'm literally scheduling my tattoo, Choose Joy, on my wrist as we speak. This week it will be scheduled. And something that could be so freeing that you could be gaining is this sense of positivity. So along with confidence, just a better sense of being, feeling like you're powerful and you're strong. And again, it comes with confidence, but really taking it and saying, yes, I'm giving up these foods that I love. It doesn't mean I can never have them again. But in order to get to where I want to be and to get all of these other things that I know are going to benefit my life, start thinking about them and flipping the script on yourself, making it into a positive. Yes, I can't have this, but this is what I can have now. This is what I'm gaining, that I'm now a good example for my kids. I'm teaching them how to cook in the kitchen. I'm showing them how they can feel their body. I'm showing them that exercise is healthy. All of these things are so much more beneficial than whatever it is that you might have a craving for at the moment, right? And we get so fixated on those things that we have to give up. But again, no one's saying you can never have them again. You just have to refocus and revisit them when it's appropriate. But if you are on this journey, it's a lifelong journey. It's not something that is a 30, 60, 90 day fix. And if you know that and you go into it with the right mindset and you start taking down those negative thoughts, you start chipping away at them with the positive thoughts, everything will start getting better. It will start getting easier. You will become this ray of positivity for other people and it becomes magnetizing. People will be asking you questions about what you're doing and you just will not be able to stop talking about it because you will feel so good. And you will start listing all the things that you're gaining that you didn't know you were missing before. So yes, there are things that we have to give up. There are some bad habits, right, that we've learned along the way. There may be maybe some favorite foods that we have to give up that we might not be able to have along the way. But there is so much more at the other side, so many more positive things and lifelong health, right? Like continuing to be healthy into old age, continuing to set that healthy example for our kids so that we can be there for them, so that we can run around with them. I mean, my kids are so active, it's insane that if I don't have energy, I'm not feeling myself good, I'm like going to be left in the dust really fast with my kids. I don't know about you guys out there, but my kids are just like insane. So if that's you and you've just felt sluggish and you felt like this is time, you're putting yourself first, you're prioritizing your health, and you are stuck in that mindset of all the things that you're leaving behind, it doesn't have to be that way. It's all about mindset. It's all about shifting it into a positive reflection of all the things that you are now gaining. And anytime someone tries to bring you down, you just flip it on them and say, well, this is what I'm choosing to do. I'm taking control of my health. And these are the things that I've already gained from it. So maybe you can be that positive reinforcement for someone else who's struggling. But I just think that our mindset is one of the most powerful things that we have to fuel us forward, because we can all get stuck in the negative self-talk. So reminding ourselves that we're worth it, reminding ourselves of the greater goal, reminding ourselves of our why, reminding ourselves of what that will feel like, what that will smell like when we get to the end of that journey, and how it just feels so freeing because now you know how to continue your life in a healthful way. Talking in positive thoughts, talking and taking the negative thoughts, changing them into a positive. And I'm doing this episode today for me just as much as I am for you, because this is where I struggle, right? I might know what to eat, I know how to work out, but I get myself into negative Nancyville a ton. And it's not a good place to be, and I certainly don't want to stay there. So I don't want anybody out there listening to be struggling with this, because it's one of those things that catches you off guard and then you spiral downwards, and it can easily create like a binge. It can create making a bad decision with something that you know you didn't want to do. It could create not working out when you said you were going to, et cetera, et cetera. And it's so easy to continue that negative spiral down, down, down to you're right back where you began and all your progress is lost. So in order to do that, it is a constant process of constantly reminding yourself of the positive things that you will be gaining and the positive things that you've already accomplished. Reminding yourself, if it was a 10-pound weight loss goal and you've already hit 5 of it, that's amazing. Remind yourself that you're kicking butt and you've already lost 5 pounds and you already are starting to see X, Y, and Z health benefits. Maybe it's, getting your blood sugars under control or your cholesterol under control or whatever it is that you're working on with your doctor. Reminding yourself that those are big goals and you've accomplished them. Even if it's like, I just got my blood sugars under control, that is a huge deal. And a lot of times we're like, turn it around. I've already done these things. I'm kicking butt. I'm taking control of my life. I'm taking control of my health. I deserve this. My kids deserve this. My family deserves this. And continuing that positivity, continuing the positive train of thoughts is going to help you. And trust me, I know it's hard, but we all have to do it. I hope this helps you. Have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. If you love this episode, please leave me an iTunes review. It would mean the world to me, and it would help me get the word out about helping other moms reclaim their health. Thank you so much.